Digital Players. This is the Dominion League weekly podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for August 2nd, 2021. Didn't I just say how it was July and now it's August? I can't take this time. What is this? This week's nail polish is Electric Yellow, as most of you have guessed. It came as quite the surprise for me to find that there are two members of the House of Electric in my nail polish assortment, because they're not even from the same brand. And also, I don't really understand the name. I mean, I didn't understand Electric Blue either. And Electric Yellow, I thought maybe it's because this, like, the symbol for electricity is this lightning bolt that's usually yellow. Meh. I don't know. Anyways, let's get this going. A1 players are taking a little more time to get their matches on. We only had one match this week between Shanahan and Sam E, who tied. So, all in all, two whole matches played in 2 weeks. Moving over to B and C, Mixinuk entered the competition this past week with a win against Akuchi and is thus now tied in number one position of B1 with Negative. Over in B2, Lemonspawn only has one match left to play, and of those he played, Sycamatic scored the best results and thus remains in first place of this division. There were no movements in C1 whatsoever, which means Apostolos, the ruler, remains in the lead. Our C2 players finally got some matches on, and SweetJohn33 is currently in number one position after two matches. Yoma overtook a Moffat 11 in first place of C3 after winning his match against Namek. And in C4, no changes, Trippy remains in first position of those players who have already completed one full match. Over in D1, Rust2 remains in the lead, Sharu remains in number one position of D3. D4 players decided to enter the competition this week. Triple Range Merge is taking the lead for now. And there are still no completed matches in D2. Do get your games on, sweeties. Give me something to report on, why don't you? Leonard H is being challenged in first position of E1 by WJ11. They're tied as of now. Ad Detector is still in the lead of E2. There were no changes in E3, where Micha1980 remains in number one position. E4 finally saw some action this week, leaving Personman and Willpower264 tied in the lead. Team OK won another two matches and now sits very comfortably at the top spot of E5 with a current win rate of 89%. Let me repeat that. A win rate of 89% in three matches. I mean, you seem to be happy about these shoutouts in general, but the way you're playing right now, I'll be shouting you out like every episode, I guess, my friend. So keep it coming. In E6, C. Arlandi remains in the lead. E7 is a little confusing right now with unfinished matches, but of those players who've already finished at least one, S. Sounder is now alone in number one position. And in E8, Zmobi, not Zombie, Zmobi, overtook Snappy Boy at the top. And with this, we are moving on to the results, comments, shoutout section. Starting us off, we had results from I1, Lindini against Anilore, or Anilore. Lindini played 2-4 and said, "Couldn't have been more thrilling, smiley." Which is a very nice comment, I think. Sounds like a cool match. And then we had results from E2, Go Jekyll, Czech Republic, played 3-0 against El Taco. And Go Jekyll, Czech Republic says, "Fool's Gold." And I have questions about that, Gojeko. Was that a Fool's Gold cage match? Or was the Fool's Gold of particular importance in one of these three games? I am intrigued. I would like to know more. Then we had results from J1. Jack Joab played 5-1 against Inspiring Leader. And in the great tradition of Inspiring Leader himself, Jack Joab commented, "Really nice games and great time, smiley." It's very nice. And then we had, in a very similar vein, results from J7, where Velociraptor tied against Goody Two Shoes 15 and said, "Fun and evenly matched!" Exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And then we had results from J15. Grape Fizz played 1-2 against Da Blue Machine and says, "I found a formidable opponent in Da Blue Machine." Which is such a nice thing to say about your opponent. I just like the word formidable a lot. Yeah, I like that comment. And the last one for today was a comment to results from E4, where Person Man played Scumpy 5-1. And Person Man says, "Coming back from being 0-3 on prizes feels nice, smiley." And I can imagine that must feel nice. That's pretty impressive. So, good on you. And with this, we're moving on to the Significant Leech Shoutout section. So we're not quite having this explosion of players who enter the Significant Leech Club yet. But I mean, it's only been the first 2 weeks of the season. So a lot might be still coming. We only had 10 additions to the club this past week. I already mentioned Team OK, but congrats also to Eglet, MSB72, and Youngster Joey in H tier, Dean Corso, Roanba, and Firishin in I tier, and Tiger Shark, D. Kretschmar, and See You Later Too in J tier. Well done, well played, keep it up. Moving over to size games, big games too have been concluded. Jackdol decided the Swedish Derby against Fika Monster for themselves and met Russ 2 for the final match yesterday night. And let me tell you, it was quite epic. These boards made my head ache. There was so much counting involved. Both finalists gave it their all. They took it to Game 7, and in the end, Jackdol pulled through, crowning themselves Big Games champion. Congratulations! Medium Games 5 have also been concluded. After winning their semi-final match against CPSCH2, Bitter Worm Coil advanced to the grand finale against Mech Attack 2. After they tied in the first game, Mech Attack 2 took all three of the following games, and with that, the title of Medium Games champion. Congratulations to you as well. Now, it seems like nothing at all happened with small games this week, which means of course that Ginger and Abot349 still need to play the last quarterfinals match, with Eshikur awaiting the winner in semis. The other semifinal between Elado and Svenubeno hasn't taken place yet either. Signups for the next installment of all size games are open until Friday, so go sign up! You can check the respective Discord channels for more info. And that reminds me that I need to sign up as well. Ha! Dual Set is off to the elimination stage of the competition! All brackets are up. Some tiebreakers still have to be played in second and third placed brackets. The first and fourth placed brackets are good to go. And with that, we've already reached my personal week in games. I played a very successful league match last week. It was a clean sweep, actually, which kind of surprised me, because especially the last two games, where it was already clear that I had won the match. I played very, very sloppily, I have to admit, and I was pretty much distracted by my own playlist, and I still managed to win. So, I mean, I'll take it, and I'll try to focus more in my next match, which will be on Thursday, 16 UTC. I'll still need to put it on the calendar. Other than that, I played a couple games for German League this weekend. Was not positive. I won two, I lost two. But I played Tobias, I played RTT, and I got to congratulate him on his wonderful Dominion songs. So that was nice. For dual sets, I will play my quarterfinal match against Trash Panda, which means a panda derby! I know Trash Pandas aren't real pandas, but to tell you a secret, I'm not a real panda either. So it's gonna be fun if it actually happens. So I'll be gone from Dominion for a week starting Saturday, and I contacted Trash Panda with the dates that I'm available to play, and they haven't answered yet. So I guess sorry assemble me for being a bad tournament participant. I hope this is gonna happen this week. We'll see. And with this, we've reached the preview. So let's see what calendar tells me. Oh well, later today at 19 UTC, so Monday, 19 UTC, Holtz will play Fogelm and Yoma will play Aimaf at 11, both for C-League. And then tomorrow at 14 UTC, Apostolos the Ruler will play Earl, also for C-League. And then at 18 UTC, Burning Skull will play Sycamatic for League B. And at 21 UTC, Orange Person will play Minion Pawn for League C. Wednesday, 17 UTC, Mort will play Full Wagon for League D. And Saturday, 14 UTC, Cat Stealer 419 will play Jackdaw for League D. And finally, Sunday, 4 a.m. UTC, Rust 2 will play Yoifuru for League D as well. There are some interesting dual set matches coming up as well. So Wednesday 22:30 UTC, Hizip 6 will play Lemon Spawn, and Thursday midnight UTC, Mixinok will play Akuchi. So for those of you who are awake at these hours, these will sure be interesting. So check them out. And just like this, we have reached Spec Chat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. Shanahan insisted I listen to Djevochka. And they're so good! I'm so in love! I am madly in love! They are so good! I listened to two LPs, A Mad and Faithful Telling and 100 Lovers. And I have to say, A Mad and Faithful Telling is definitely superior. It's very, very emotional. The melodies are so beautiful. I am very much reminded of Fire Water's The Golden Hour, which is a very high emotional value to me. And so that's a positive. The thing that is so strange to me about Djevochka is that the singer is kind of, he sounds drunk, to be honest. And maybe I'm just being snobby, but I do like me clear diction with people who are singing songs. And I don't know, he's just like slurring his speech and mumbling, and I don't understand. Like, okay, maybe it's just their style, or it adds to the emotion, I guess. But I struggle. I really struggle with this. I really do. Maybe it's because I'm not a native English speaker, and I have a feeling that the singer is also not a native English speaker. But I don't understand why you don't want your audience to understand you. Because here's the thing, when I checked the lyrics, their lyrics are intense. It's like, on the one hand, you have the music that is like so beautiful and so emotional and so nice, and then you have these intense lyrics that just like put it on a whole other level. And I really don't. It's very strange to me. But I wanted to share the lyrics of one song with you. So my three favorite songs as of now, they're all from A Mad and Faithful Telling. And they are Transliterator, which has to be one of the most beautiful songs I've encountered this year. And then Undone, and then The Clockwise Witness. And I wanted to share the lyrics to Undone with you. And they go like this. Father, you know where I have been. And also, like, the way he sings it is like, far, you know where I've been. But okay, it's okay. It's fine. Okay, Father, you know where I have been, and you know what I have done. They say that you see everything, so you know I never hurt no one. What I have stolen won't be missed by those who had so much so long. We'll soon be laughing about this. They'll never notice it was gone. And I could bend the universe if I can only get there first. These are some foolish, fresh-laid plans. My fate is firmly in your hands. Take if you must take me, but I cannot go peacefully. I left someone waiting for me. I left things so terribly undone. They say man is just your seed, spilled out on the thirsty earth, a simple servant of your needs from the moment of our birth. Tell me, am I not your seed? Tell me, am I not your son? Tell me, have you just forgotten all those years of devotion? Take if you must take me, but I cannot go peacefully. I left someone waiting for me. I left things so terribly undone. I don't know if this hits differently when you are religious at all. Like I said, there is like not one religious bone in my body. But I find this like so poetic, so poetic, so beautiful. Yeah, I'll link it to you in the show notes. And thanks again to Shanahan, like this was quite the gift you made me there. And that's what I wanted to share with you. That's it for this episode. Next week is gonna be the interview with Recycled Garbage, which was so much fun. I can't wait to share it with you. For now, thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @strumpf, strumpf. And I will catch you all next week. The game has ended. Bye.